Dearest Ma and Pa, I find myself seated amidst the aftermath of the most brutal engagement I have ever witnessed, the Battle of Gettysburg. The fields that once held the promise of victory for the Confederacy are now littered with the fallen, both Union and Confederate alike. The stench of death hangs heavy in the air, and the groans of the wounded echo in my ears. It is a scene that no words can truly capture, and my soul is burdened with the weight of the sacrifice we've made. The battle was fierce, and our boys fought valiantly, but the tides turned against us. Pickett's charge will forever be etched in my memory. We marched with unwavering resolve, but the enemy's fire was relentless. The faces of my comrades, now lost to the fields of Gettysburg, haunt my dreams. The rebel yell that once stirred our hearts now feels hollow in the face of such a staggering defeat. As I pen this letter by the dim light of a flickering candle, my thoughts drift to home. I long for the comforting embrace of the southern soil, the gentle breeze of a Virginia evening. The scars of Gettysburg run deep, and I pray that our cause may find solace in the courage of those who remain steadfast. May God guide us through these dark days, and may our sacrifices bring about a better tomorrow. Yours, in sorrow and hope.